eBay Radio, where we help you TCB with your DSRs, chill with your NIV, market your OOAKs, and even sort out snafus with your UPIs. Now, here's your host, NCDJ Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping, and it's the season to prepare for the holidays. PayPal's here to help, here to tell us exactly how, is Amit Mathrada, PayPal's general manager and head of North American small business. Well, Amit, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Amit, what are some of the biggest challenges facing small business merchants this holiday season?
You know, Griff, that's a great question. You know, we're fortunate at PayPal to have and work with about 15 million merchants. And so, you know, we are constantly in touch with them and hearing about their challenges. I would say, you know, the three things that, you know, come to then bubble to the top, especially during the holiday season. One is access to capital. You know, as businesses are building up for the holidays, adding headcount, inventory, maybe spending more on marketing, that's definitely one thing that a lot of our merchants think about and struggle with and to get going in the holidays. Mm-hmm. The other big one is, you know, the checkout process, you know, making sure that people flow and your customers flow easily through your checkout process and are able to buy the products as easily as possible. So, you know, for example, you know, one of the things that, you know, PayPal does, working with our merchants in eBay and others is offer a product called, you know, One Touch, where a merchant, you know, a customer shows up at a merchant's site, logs in once into their PayPal account, and the next time they're back, it automatically recognizes them. There's no need to input your credit card information again. And it's just one of those things that helps remove the barriers and friction from checkout. And the last, you know, major area I would say, Griff, is mobile. Mobile is becoming and has become a major part of how consumers shop. You know, there is a Deloitte actually kind of forecast that there will be $1 trillion of revenue generated during this holiday season. E-com, as you all know, is growing at about 17 to 19% year on year, but mobile is actually growing at twice that, over 40%. So having a mobile strategy and a mobile solution is one of the other key things we all constantly hear and talk about.
So what shopping trends do you think will impact eBay sellers this year, Amit?
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, we just spoke about is mobile, and I think that is going to continue to expand, and we know it's going to continue to expand. So I think that trend is something that merchants must keep an eye on. I think it's imperative today that they have a mobile solution and are able to accommodate the vast amount of traffic coming to their stores and e-com pages from mobile devices. The other big one that we are seeing is contextual messaging. So think about, you know, a merchant sending out an email and a customer immediately wanting to buy from that email, or a merchant having a blog talking about a product or a solution or a certain time or a certain holiday window, and the merchant and the consumer going, great, I want to buy right now. So, you know, the context of what you're offering and being able to purchase immediately from that is another big trend. And the last, you know, one I'd add to that is, you know, what we call cross-border trade or international selling. Look, by 2025, you know, we believe there'll be, and the market believes that there'll be about 4.2 billion global consumers buying across, you know, interborder and extra border. And that equates to about $30 trillion. So as economies like India, China kind of emerge, more people come in, you know, Europe has a very established base. Cross-border and cross-border trade and selling internationally is going to be a key trend that continues to emerge.
Perfect. How can small businesses who want to do so, not all do, but some do, increase their sales during the holiday season on eBay in specific?
Well, you know, there are a number of things that merchants can do. So one, you know, obviously having the right promotional offerings is going to be key. So, you know, offering discounts. You know, one of the great things you can do is, you know, save 15 when you spend 50. I know this is possible through the Promotions Manager, which is a free tool available, you know, today on the eBay store. That's one way of doing that. Also finding other methods, right? Offering discount on popular items that they know that their consumers want. You know, offering promotions and discounts for a limited time, especially during the holiday period, are things that I believe merchants can capitalize on during this window and you know, take some of that demand in the market.
So what are some tech tips that merchants should consider as they continue prepping for this peak holiday shopping season coming up here?
Great question. You know, one, it's obviously important to have a great store, which I'm sure a lot of eBay merchants have, and great products. But the other big part of that is being found and being found online. So investing in, you know, things like SEO or search engine optimization, Google AdWords, making sure that customers are able to find you when they are in a search engine kind of looking for the products or services you sell is one of the key things that we think and we know that, you know, merchants should be doing. The other big one is tapping into social media channels. Social is where your customers are at. You know, it's become a big part of how consumers interact with each other and with merchants, and it also allows a really great way to target, because social channels let you zone in on certain demographics that your product or service is designed to serve, and it helps you kind of reach your consumers with a more targeted approach. Mm-hmm. And the last one I would add is looking at how do you integrate, you know, accounting solutions into your platform. So there's, you know, PayPal partners with companies such as Xero and QuickBooks, where PayPal is integrated. You know, this can become a phenomenal tool to actually track your inventory, track your sales, your cost of goods, and at the end of the year, even do your taxes, right? All kind of in one nutshell is something that we see emerging pretty quickly.
Is it essential during this time of year to offer free returns and or free shipping? And if so, what about all year round based on your experience?
Well, Let's start with all year round. I think, you know, return shipping is something that is critical for a business today to offer. It is actually, you know, one of the stats we look at is 80% of your consumers actually expect free return shipping, now. I think during the holiday season, it becomes even more imperative, because it actually two things that I think it does for the merchant. One, it removes fear from the consumer of, hey, I'm buying something, I may not like it, I haven't seen it, can I return it? So that's key. And two, it also adds credibility to your store, saying, hey, you know, we trust our products. If you don't like it, we return it. And we know that during the holiday season, that's a key thing that happens.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get an increase in returns, but you can help, if I'm hearing you correctly, increase buyer confidence in you just by having that.
That is exactly right. And, you know, to help with that, you know, Griff, one of the benefits, you know, that comes from PayPal and using PayPal in having that integrated is we offer a service called Return Shipping on Us. And it's not something new. The merchant can, you know, if you're a PayPal merchant, you just go into your account manager and opt in. And what it does is it offers, if the consumer has used PayPal to purchase, it covers up to $30 on 11 eligible items from now to the end of the year per customer. And it really kind of helps bridge and provide a solution for some of these merchants that don't want to be out of pocket on some of the returns.
We're speaking with General Manager and Head of North American Small Business for PayPal, Amit Mathradas, and we appreciate you being on. By the way, you're not on enough.
Well, we PayPal. Don't have... ever since last year,
I know they don't speak to us anymore. It's like we got a divorce.
It's like we got a divorce
and,
or something. I don't know what's going on.
Listen, you still got the kids to take care of, so you got to come around.
And here's the good news. I'm here to extend the hand and say, you know, the family's back together, and we'll be doing this a lot more often.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm so, the children will love it. Believe me. So, Amit, what is the PayPal Return Shipping on Us program, and how can eBay buyers take advantage of it?
You know, that was one of the things, and great question, and a good way to kind of expand on for our merchant base to kind of get a grasp of how they can really leverage this. So what the Return Shipping on Us program was designed to do was to really help merchants overcome the barriers of offering a product and giving that confidence from a consumer perspective that if they don't like it, they can return it. What, you know, it's really simple. You log into your PayPal account and just opt into that. And if a customer chooses PayPal and you are offering PayPal as a checkout option, then it covers, you know, up to $30 and 11 items per customer, you know, through the holiday season. The other big thing is It's actually available in 48 different countries. So if you are selling it, you know, selling products and services internationally, this allows you to kind of offer that level of confidence and service across the globe and in any region that, that PayPal basically exists, which is in these 48 prime countries. And we know that, and we've seen that when return shipping is added as part of the checkout process and part of the confidence, it actually increases spending by up to over 300% in some cases. And given the fact that, you know, 80% of customers today are looking for this as a baseline to shop stores, you know, it's an imperative solution.
Are there any other promotions eBay sellers should offer to engage holiday sellers? We talk a lot about returns and, you know, free shipping, but do you have any others on your list you would recommend?
Well, you know, the promotions, Griff, that, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, I think those are the key ones, right? Looking at ways to provide your customers solutions during the holiday season, as well as looking at providing, you know, buying benefits. So things like, you know, save $15 when you spend $50. And we know that that is available very easily through the promotions manager on eBay. You know, and other tools such as, you know, think through what your customers really want and what really excites them, and find ways of bundling as well as providing discounts on larger windows of products for maybe a limited period of time in some cases.
Yeah, that's important too. I think we also have talked about that on the air a lot. Promotions manager can result in a 2-digit at the least increase in sales volume. Over and over we've seen this, people who utilize them and they get the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Could you stay on with us in case we get some calls?
Sure.
Great. Amit's going to stay with us.
And he can help us give something away. We're going to have trivia, too.
Oh, that would be very helpful. Our number here is 888-723-4630. We'll be right back here on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself.
Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Listen while you list.